Meantime, the Christmas shopping season's in full swing, and results are being watched very closely. November same-store sales grew more than expected, but many of the big retail stocks have bounced around over the past few months, as I heard one analyst describe it. Well, having said that, on the line with us now to discuss retail trends is retail consultant Jeff Green, CEO of Jeff Green Partners out in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm not going to even get into the weather difference between us because you're just going to gloat on me.
I sure will.
Gloat or glow because he has a tan?
Well, both probably. Jeff, I'm noticing a big emphasis this holiday season on the luxury shopper. So it seems to me, anyway, that this is a way to get us to refocus on those people who still have money to spend versus the poor middle class consumer slobs who may or may not have money to spend like you and I. Am I imagining things, or is there a fundamental shift going on here in perception?
Well, the fundamental shift is really like a barbell. You have the value or middle class shopper all on one end of that barbell, and that's static, staying strong. But on the other side of the barbell, you got the luxury customer, which, by the way, is really only between 5 and 10% of the population of the U.S. is even a potential luxury shopper.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you've got that, though it's a smaller end of that barbell, it is growing significantly in the last 3 months. So, no, you're not imagining it. It's luxury shopping is back.
So the face of the consumer is changing here, beginning to change.
Yeah, I think what's happened, especially among the luxury shopper, is you figure the luxury shopper is part of those households that are heavily involved in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
They're really the only ones. You figure the ones at the other end of the barbell, the value-oriented ones, don't really care about the stock market. But and the luxury end of the barbell, those people are feeling a lot better about the economy.
Interesting.
Their portfolios are back. So they're starting to spend money in luxury stores. But what I think is really interesting is this is really the first year I've seen luxury really become promotional with, you know, percent off merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that they would say, no, we don't want to cheapen our brand by discounting merchandise. They are now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Jeff, this is Todd here. We are hearing retail sales numbers. They're on the upswing, but most of the forecasts only come in around 2% as an increase. And as 2% as a number, is that a large for retail sales?
No,
that small?
I mean 2% is basically flat. I've been thinking zero, you know, flat to 2% for a while, and then the Black Friday was certainly very, very strong. That whole weekend was very strong. But then I thought, well, why was it strong? It was strong because, you know, promotions, sale items were in place quite a bit earlier this year. And you had Hanukkah that was early this year. And from what I've heard, the week after Black Friday was actually not as good as the year before.
Ooh.
So I think what we saw was a lot of these sales being thrown in to November.
Front-end loaded.
And the third thing is that that we have one less shopping weekend this year in holiday season.
Yeah, see, so that just goes to prove my theory. I mean, all those stories that we read early on about fuller stockings, America spending more, online retail sales up 12%, probably just a lot of hoo-ha. I've often thought that the retail industry was the only industry that could kind of try to talk up its own season. And it seems to be a pattern that never fails. Like in the beginning,
retailers and retail real estate developers love to hype their industry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's apparent. It starts out the same way. You know, in the beginning, it's going to be strong. It's going to be. And then about the middle of the season, well, it's not as good as we thought it was. And by the time they report the final figures, yeah, actually, it was only just whatever. But
kind of like skiing down a mountain.
Well, you know, there was one interesting thing I noticed on the holiday weekend when I was doing my in and out of mall shopping,
mm-hmm.
was how many people were buying apparel for themselves.
Mm.
That really struck me as something I certainly didn't expect.
That would be interesting. Probably a lot of consumers on the replacement plan for stuff
right,
that's worn out.
Right. There was, I guess I would call that pent-up demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you say retail stocks are inflated. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I think partially they're inflated because their profits are up. In fact, there have been a couple companies where we've seen sales down and profits up. I mean, how often do we see that? It just goes to show you that how lean and mean these retailers now are with their operations, with their inventories.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that, you know, profits are up just have inflated the stock. But once they start comping off these better profit numbers, mm-hmm. that's going to be very difficult to sustain.
Interesting. So that'll probably translate into the new year, too.
Yeah, I think that's going to be part of what we see in the new year is that retail stocks, retail real estate stocks start to tumble because they're comping off better profits from 2009.
Interesting. Well, we're going to have to run now, but hey, you know the best gift to give this holiday season?
Is that a question?
Yeah, well, do you know the answer? It's
no,
money.
Actually, there isn't one.
It's money. Because
oh,
it,
I would like that.
Because
yeah.
It costs less.
All right, so cash is king.
Absolutely. That's our motto here. Jeff Green, CEO of Jeff Green Partners in Phoenix. JeffGreenPartners.com is the website, right?
JeffGreenPartners.com.
All right.
You
if you want to find out more about what this guy does during his regular business day. Jeff, we will talk with you soon.
Thanks. Have a happy holiday.
You
same
too.
To you.
Bye-bye.